Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. We just watched the successful landing of David Blaine. He went up on, looked like a bunch of huge weather balloons this morning. He wound up putting on a backpack that was a parachute that he lowered from inside. You know, he didn't go up with it on, and he had to put it on in midair. But that was a very, very, very long fall before he opened up that. Did they say what his altitude was that he got to? I mean, that was an insanely long fall before.
I'm sure that's an important part of his feat, right?
Yes,
that he
exactly.
Was very high.
Right. Yeah, did he break some kind of, you know, fall to earth record? Because he's always looking to break a record or do some, you know, amazing thing no one's ever done before.
I don't have answers.
I'm looking at Brent because he's been watching the thing.
I was just watching the video too. I didn't know. You know, they didn't really say. And I was watching it on mute as well. So,
it looked like his little daughter, who he's teaching to be a sleight of hand, a trick girl. It looked like she was in the video as well, like you know, in the helicopter waiting for him to come down. It's cool though.
Booth.
I mean, it was. Mm-hmm. Oh, in a booth? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool to, you know, we all get to watch David Blaine do whatever the hell he's doing. I think that's sort of fun. We've been paying attention to it all morning, Brent and I, anyway. All right, Vinny, what do the people have to say?
Our text number is 800-400-3697, and you guys contribute, and we read. Here is some of the stuff you guys had to say. Good morning. So my husband, toddler, and I all had COVID last month. It sucked for me, but okay for my boys. Now we feel slightly invincible and planned a trip to cities near Puerto Vallarta. We played it safe all these months and still got sick. While we are still cautious and wear masks over being stuck at home, says 415.
I suppose
we're all
once you
over
were
it.
On the other side of it, you might actually think to yourself, well, I don't have to worry anymore, at least. You know, what is there, one confirmed reinfection case so far?
Yeah, you hear a story or see a story about it, and then it sort of goes poof because I don't think they can back it up. Or there's always weird, like, well, but, or if, or I don't know. I don't. We're trying to get through this without that, but I'll tell you. As we've been having other things come up, like the fire and some other things like our refrigerator, we still realize the worst has yet to hit, which is it hitting our household and us all being sick.
Yes.
And I don't mean, look, I know there's different opinions on how sick you get. And even people in your family who got sick are still like, I wasn't that sick. I get it. And I understand that. But being sick on top of anything sucks. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it just becomes like, oh, great. Now I'm sick. So I don't want it. And I'm going to continue to try and avoid it because we don't. Whether or not you believe you can actually die from that or you have to have some whatever the case may be, I just don't want to be sick. No, thanks.
You know, when they were in the throes of it, some of the people down in Florida, they were saying, you do not want this at any cost.
Right.
But you get past stuff and then you think, I lived. So that's good. I'm glad they lived.
Back to David Blaine. He got up to 24,900 feet above Page, Arizona.
Dang.
Is that good? Is that high?
It's pretty damn high.
Almost 25,000 feet. Yeah, it's pretty
Well, I don't
high.
Know what. I just don't know what, you know, your usual jump height is. Is that the usual height 10,000 and he's,
yeah, that
you know, more
right.
than doubled it?
Yeah, I mean the air's got to be pretty thin. What is what's Mount Everest? 29,000
feet? So typically, when you skydive, they start at 18,000 feet. So oh. He was well over that.
Oh, okay. Oh, so 10,000 was a ridiculous.
I actually thought 10,000 sounded perfectly reasonable. It's still close to 2 miles up. Mm-hmm. But it did. It just seemed like he fell for so long. I thought, ooh, that is impressive. He is plummeting toward Earth. He's reached.
650 has a memory of Letterman as well. I loved it whenever a celeb had a line of makeup to push while on Letterman, and then Dave would go on to eat the makeup, noshing away on a lipstick or something. Yeah, I mean, some of those jokes are just so dumb, and then there you are. It's unexpected, and you right. start laughing because he just took a bite of the lipstick.
Well, and he'd do it very straight-facedly right. and just with no comment about it. And mm-hmm. It's, you know, there was a special magic about Letterman. When he was on, he was absolutely great.
Right.
There were plenty of times when I was like, ooh, that fell flat. But
sure, but everybody falls flat. We are no strangers to falling flat.
Hell yeah. I feel like I mean, do that a couple times a day.
At
well,
least
that
he has a
land.
Chance to write things and practice things. We're just going off our, you know, we're live. Mm. Good morning, radio fam. Sounds like Nancy Pelosi was double-crossed, possibly even set up, if what her office is saying is true, that the salon told her that they were allowed one person at a time inside. Also, I question surveillance cameras and public access to them. Also, surveillance cameras are... Look, you might be right.
Sure.
But we do... She's not new to politics by
no.
any stretch.
Mm-mm.
And so you just expect her to know how to handle things better than that. That's all.
Yep. It's a bad look. That's all I'm saying. I've been framed.
She may have been.
She
and
might
yet
have.
She's, you know, again, not new to politics. So no. you expect
And has a
her
whole
to...
office of people who do all the fact checking and mm-hmm. figure things out. You know, I actually don't expect her to call around to make sure that that's the, but I expect someone in her. Your posse to do that.
Posse. Boy, we are more hip today than ever.
Oh, than we were in 2008. Oh.
Yeah, yeah, blah, blah. Poor Nancy. Geez, everyone's a critic. All right. I'm not even sure what you're mad at there.
I'm not either, actually. Hello?
The I didn't okay? know works for Trump, so I guess she's using it too. All right, well.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
The weird thing is no one, I should say, my prediction into a microphone was there's no chance this carnival barker ever gets elected president, and we all know how that worked out, so...
Yeah.
While sometimes there are weird standards for one person that may not work for another, I don't know what to say about that, but I certainly didn't expect it to work for him, and it did. You're right.
Yep. Turns out, somehow that guy got in office.
503, podcast listener, Vinny, you're not wrong about appliance repair. It's neat to see there are industries that are thriving beyond... need. Like, I can't believe how busy they are. You
right.
can't get anyone to help you.
No one. They're
so,
like, nope, nobody's home.
If you're out there and you know how to do stuff, maybe that's something you should consider. Because I was on the phone and made at least 30 business calls before I got someone who said,
oh
yeah, you know what? We may be in your area tomorrow. Let me look. Yeah, we're going to be out there. And I was speechless. I'm like,
oh. I finally got someone.
Well, I swear I was waiting for them to go, oh, wait, no, that's not true. We're not going to be ready for 3 weeks or whatever, but.
So there you are calling the last guy Zamboni refrigerator repair.
Exactly right. Yep.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it happened. Yeah, it's weird. Nobody ever calls us because usually in the first 30, they get someone. We should say that you're the guy came, took one listen and went, that's the motor, ordered it, and you will, and tomorrow it looks like it's getting fixed. Yeah.
To be exact, he said, I think it's the motor. Mm. I'm going to order that. It could be the board, which we'll also have to order, but I'm going to start with it. And I was just like,
oh, that's the best.
Whatever you say, Holmes, I'm not going to, I can't, the last thing I want to do is insult you. You're the only guy who's willing to come here. And here's another person. Say? My refrigerator died during the heat wave that sparked all these fires. Still under warranty. And the soonest repair date they could give me was 23 days out. 23 days. They offered to pay for a rental.
A rental refrigerator?
Oh, here's the other. The rental of a mini fridge that doesn't help my family of five very much. Thank God for the garage fridge. Yeah, we don't have the garage fridge. In fact, someone said, hey, Vin, just get a new one. I called about that just to see what our backup plan would be. And the brand we wanted was 3 to 4 weeks. And we ordered a garage fridge 2 months ago, and that's still a month away.
Oh, they're backed up, yeah.
Everything, why? Because they don't have... They're not producing during this time because they don't want to be stuck with stuff. But what they've unfortunately found out is certain things are hot.
We need those.
They should have them. They could be selling them like crazy right now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand gin since sneaking into Disney's California Adventure and throwing up after riding that roller coaster that looks like Mickey in 2005.
That's a great idea.
That's a great roller coaster. That's my favorite roller coaster.
Have a bunch of booze and hop on a roller coaster. Yeah. Come on.
I love that thing. It rockets you up. You don't have to click, 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 go up the... It has like headphone speakers like that surround your head and it goes like...
Yeah. And they redid it for The Incredibles, so it's really cool. And when you go through one of the tunnels, because it's after The Incredibles 2, so when you go through one of the tunnels, it smells like cookies because Jack-Jack is obsessed with cookies.
Jack-Jack.
Yeah. Oh,
nice. So,
and then he's like on the ceiling and yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it's a great roller coaster.
It's a good beginner one too.
It is actually, even though it has a loop-de-loop and stuff, it's actually not that, it's, you know, some good belly drops and, you know, it rockets you up and you're just, what a ride.
You know what's funny about rides? We took my kid to Disneyland whenever that was, last year or the year before, whenever it was allowed, I guess. Yeah, and she was like, I'll try the Matterhorn. And we checked her height. She was okay. We bring her on it. It was so scary for her. She's on the floor of the thing, curled up like, oh, God. And as soon as it's over, she's like, I did it.
I mean, you were on it. You didn't exactly conquer your fear on there.
Yeah, but... I wouldn't go bragging about that display you just put on. But all right. You do you. 650 says, Mark also did drawing segments on Yo Gabba Gabba. Yeah, the guy from Devo not only performed with Devo, which is enough.
Amazing, right?
For any person in a lifetime. Then he did the music for Pee Wee's Playhouse. And yes, he did the drawing segments on Yo Gabba Gabba. And apparently COVID almost killed him.
Mark Mothersbaugh, is that his name?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ben,
did you talk about the Giants game last night? Incredible. No, I didn't. I was actually watching basketball, but I did see they scored like 23 runs.
Oh.
They beat the heck out of the Colorado Rockies. And yet, you know, you only need to win by one or two.
Don't run up the score.
Well, I don't mean that. Winners. I just mean like, you know, how about if you win more games instead of suddenly finding all these hits and runs?
Maybe they hit their groove. That's all. And now they'll always do that.
Sorry, Vin, you were suckered. China never recycled your plastic. That's why they stopped taking it. Most plastics can't recycle. Mm. Yeah, I know. And I really think that it came in the news that suddenly the curtain was pulled off of this recycling program we've all been following and you know, religious about. And yet, I'm still filling my blue bin and no one's telling us where these things are going. So
yeah, where
is
it going?
I don't know when we're going to see... reporters who are probably also hiding from COVID get back out there and tell us what's happening and what the fix is.
Follow that truck.
Anybody?
Yeah, I don't know.
Echo? Echo?
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still doing it like a dummy, and I don't know where it's going.
And it's harder now, too. You have the split stream thing going.
What?
You don't have to separate your glass and plastic from your paper and cardboard?
No.
Yeah, we have two different bins now. And they come on different weeks to pick them up.
Get out of here.
You know? And you have to wash everything, and it's like a
Well, if I was
thing.
Told that that's what we needed to do, and I was told that it will benefit and actually get recycled, I'd be happy to do it.
Yep.
Vin, I think the texter was looking for an explanation of the acronyms LNU, Sonoma, Lake Napa Unit, SCU, Santa Clara Unit, and CZU, San Mateo, Santa Cruz Unit, CZ, obviously because SC is already taken for Santa Clara. Mm. The fire complexes were named after the unit of CAL FIRE serving there. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, okay. Hi, Sarah and Vinny. My girlfriend loves your show, and through her listening over the years, so do I. I'd like to send her some love. She's an ICU nurse in a major hospital in LA. Please wish her a happy birthday for me. I am proud of what she does, especially now. Thanks, guys.
What was her name?
No name. No names there.
Well, love coming to you ICU from nurses. Anonymous. You know what? For all the ICU nurses, everybody who's working their ass off during this whole thing.
Thank you.
What do you guys think about Dynamite?
Is that the new song from BTS?
Yes, that new
it
one.
It is, yeah.
I thought it sounded pretty good.
Okay.
I thought, are we talking Wile E. Coyote Dynamite here? Or are we talking about Jimmy J.J. Walker Dynamite? A little funky song. That's fun.
Listener since day one, driving myself into the city for a double mastectomy this morning. Wish me luck. OFOC, Confetti Katie.
Confetti Katie.
Good luck, Katie.
Good luck.
There really isn't much more to say than
nope. We wish you the very best in all of that. Benny, look at
it. Oh, boy. Time's up. Thanks for contributing to our show, everyone. We appreciate it. Hopefully you'll contribute to our stair climb.
Oh, yes. Please do.
And that's all.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. Don't forget about Big Brother. If you care about it, don't forget about Big Brother tonight. It's exciting because it'll actually air at 8 o'clock. There won't be some convention to push it.
It's actually nice. It works for me. The 8 o'clock start time, I've been going to bed at 9. So night. So I usually just spend an hour from 8 to 9 doing nothing. I'm waiting to go to bed.
Oh.
8 to 9 Big Brother's nice. I like it.
It is. It's great. So we'll watch that tonight. Hey, I wanted to thank everybody who made contributions this morning to our the National First Responders Virtual Stair Climb. You go to radioalice.com/SFStairClimb. Click the big donate button. You can even sign up to get people to sponsor you. There's all kinds of ways you can do this because we're doing it virtually this year. But we found out this morning that all the donations the wonderful Alice listeners have been making, as we've been mentioning this for a month, they've been going into some general fund. And now suddenly they're like, okay, kids, raise $2,500 more. So if you could help us with that, it'd be great. We're at $575 right now from zero. Mm-hmm. I mean, our listeners were very generous this morning. But if you could help us out, it'd be super. You know, we like to
kill it for
these things.
Is that your impression of Greg Nemitz? Is that what you just did there? I'm not sure.
Yes, basically.
Okay, kids.
Okay, kids, it's time for you to raise some money for real now. Well, what about all other? Nope, not for real. Now it's for real. So thanks for the $575 this morning. And again, it's radioalice.com/SFStairClimb.
Also on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page and the Alice973 Instagram story, you can swipe up. It's so many ways that you can donate. And thank you.
Way
so
to make
much.
It easy, Bryn. I know. Mm-hmm. Thanks to everybody who's. You were good about calling out everybody's name who was contributing this morning. We'll keep doing that tomorrow. All right, have a wonderful day. And Vinny, I hope you have a restful day and all the children are well behaved and everything goes smoothly.
All right, well, thanks. One can hope.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.